Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you ever wanted to know what it would sound like when they announced martial law, they're going to do it real nonchalant. Hidden in plain view. Just, yeah, we're got Pentagon spy satellites watching the American people. We're merging the police with the military to watch you. Associated Press, ABC News Today. Yeah, we built some camps for you, and we've secretly hired the preachers to tell you to go to them and to submit and turn your guns in. What's the big deal? We're just the government keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda or other emergencies. I mean, what's the problem? And they're really putting the screws in now. Let's just play this newscast end to end instead of me interrupting it. But just listen to this newscast where they admit that we told you this a year ago, but they've been recruited. And they're told what to preach in preparation for all this now. And, and you look at these preachers on here. They're on such power trips. And they're Judas goats. I told you I give the definition of a Judas goat when the preacher talks about, well, we're in the community. They know us. They trust us. A Judas goat is the ram. Judas goat is the male, dominant male, in a herd of sheep. And you train him, you feed him special little goodies, little range cubes and things. And you don't, whenever you're sending some off to the slaughter or shearing or whatever, he's trained to follow you, and he likes you, and you never kill him until he gets old, you finally get rid of him. And he leads the other sheep into the pen, kind of the Pied Piper. He leads the other sheep into the slaughterhouse. He leads them every day. You know, they're led thousands of times before they're led into the slaughter. And they're going to have martial law. They're going to have a small martial law. And then, well, they're going to call it martial law. They're probably going to be even going to use that term. And then it's not going to be that bad. And there'll be some lockdowns and some arrests and a little bit of media control. And people say, well, see, it wasn't that bad. They were able to stop the bird flu or whatever that was spreading in Cincinnati or Chicago or San Francisco. And yeah, it was kind of tough. The economy went down for a while, but... And then a few years later, the real martial law comes in. This is part of your bathing in evil. All part of your basting. Go ahead and play it.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Barrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Barrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
We'll be right back with analysis of what this means. The fact that they've announced this secret program, and we've now confirmed they've done it in multiple places simultaneously, and they're following key scripting terms we've seen in secret documents, means we're headed into hell on earth.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. In occupied North America, the United States, under the globalist control since 1913, they had control of the central core banks. Now they're expanding full physical control over the American people themselves. And capturing the United States is an engine of their tyranny. For those that just joined us, we broke last May, more than a year ago, the secret documents here on this broadcast, here on this network, that 13,000 preachers had been secretly recruited to give speeches and tell their flocks to hand in their guns, to let the government take their children, to submit to martial law, and that it was coming by the next summer. Here we are. We wrote the articles, we posted the documents, and here we are. It's next summer. Now, I was just talking about this earlier this week. Now, the news all over the place is talking about, well, martial law is probably coming, but it's for our safety to fight Al-Qaeda. And yeah, they've recruited all these tens of thousands of preachers to be agents of influence and convince people to submit locally to the needs of the government. The government's got a problem. It's the people. These are statements. And it's all posed. Here's the script. Could martial law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, chemical attack on U.S. soil might trigger just that. KSLA News 12 has discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us. Now notice it says, oh, we fear after another attack it'll happen, but the government says they're going to do that. Well, fearing means that we're against it, but then they say, but the government's going to do it. What did Tommy Franks say when we now know he was getting $455,000 once he, quote, retired to go around on CIA payroll? Remember all the fake news purchasing? Well, that was one of the purchases. Close to $500,000 a year to make all those hundreds of appearances on local TV, to speak at colleges, to go on National Fox and CNN, to be on the cover of a cigar aficionado, and to say, you know, I fear after another chemical, biological, or radiological attack that the people are going to want martial law, and we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. He was being paid to say that, to acclimate. If he'd have come on and said, martial law's good, people would have gotten mad. But he said, I'm real sad to have to tell you, again, in that fake Texas accent from Midland, we're going to need a little martial law. It's what the people want. You see, that's another indicator. It's scripted. And then I was debating. He's uploading it right now. We finally got the tape of it. Hey, Trey, how far away am I from getting that audio? 20, 30 minutes? Good. Awesome. Jack McClam's going to be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes, folks. But I've got audio from when I was on Sunday on San Antonio. And they said they were going to send me a copy. We haven't gotten it yet, but one of my employees' mothers taped it. She lives in San Antonio. CBS News in the morning. And they had me on to debate one of the top neocons who puts out this new thing of, well, we need to guard freedom. That's why we need troops ruling everything. You see, that's how they pose it. Well, we need to be reasonable. And reasonable is martial law and Congress running nothing. And so the average person hears, well, that's reasonable. That'd be like if I took an axe to your head and said, this is reasonable. And the blood spewing out, and you're going, well, at least it's reasonable. So they just add these terms onto things. That's how you can tell when you're dealing with a real spook who's been trained in this stuff. Now, let's be reasonable. Congress shouldn't be allowed to see the secret martial law plans. Let's be reasonable. Al-Qaeda's attacking. And this guy's a former JAG officer, like 4 degrees. He knows it's a violation of federal law. He knows it's a violation of every canon of a free society. Well, he's going to sit up there in a nice suit and just real calmly, forehead shining. He even shined his forehead up. There I am with 3 hours of sleep, up at 7 in the morning debating him, but up till 3, 4 in the morning. And I'm just on the phone all upset. See, and they know how that comes across. But I don't care. I'm going to let it all hang out. I'm like, you're setting up martial law, and you know, and he's all calm. Everything's fine. We are going to need it probably, but it's going to be just fine. I'm wearing a suit. I ran ops in Latin America and Asia. I like having power. I like fooling the indigenous. That's what he was actually thinking. It's all a big joke. As long as they're in control, they're happy. You got to ask yourself, why do they want the martial law? Why do they want it? Well, and then I play this clip every few months. People say, well, that shows they didn't do it in the 80s. They set it up in the 80s. They set the plan up. They started building the apparatus to do it. They said they'd pump in illegal aliens, they would then induce them to riot, and then declare martial law and really go after their political dissidents under that smokescreen. And then they get to run everything and not be questioned at all. And don't think that they won't just set all this up and then pass it on to Hillary. Let's go ahead and play the Congressman Jack Brooks clip, then it goes to Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez after that. From my film, America Destroyed by Design. Here it is.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. So the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military in times of passion and in times of great fear. What to the eyes of the person and the mind of a person in time of relative peace and stability seem impossible become very real, very logical, very possible.
So we have the stock market plunging, we have housing prices plunging, we have new home starts plunging to record lows. We have five aircraft carriers, three mainline, two support, in the Gulf, ready to hit Iran. We have wall-to-wall talk about how there are Al-Qaeda cells. The New York police chief says the Internet's evil and Al-Qaeda's operating in it and needs to be regulated. We've got open talk about how I need to be arrested by national talk show hosts everywhere. We have just wall-to-wall illegal aliens running all over us, giggling and smirking and laughing, waving Mexican flags. I saw it this morning. And I'm telling you right now, you got to get the word out. You got to call every radio and TV station. You got to send them the PrisonPlanet.com article from last week, the tyranny timeline, or the timeline to tyranny. You need to get them all these video clips and show them how we reported this a year ago. And explain to them the Fed secretly buying off preachers and having them give sermons, 13,000 of them, now 26,000. 26,000 preachers, coast to coast, giving the sermons. And I've seen the sermons on TV. I've read about them. They're giving them. Submit to the government, turn your guns in, do what the government says. Cops are all over the news saying it. I hear people calling in to talk radio saying it. They don't know why they're saying it. They don't know that 26,000 people were hired to go out and tell everybody to get ready for it and submit to it. Folks, handing your guns in has nothing to do with dealing with crises. In fact, they've done major studies showing that it's guns that stop riots from spreading, and they know that. Are they going to have the illegal aliens torch the cities? Are they going to plunge the economy? Are they going to set a nuke off, release a bioweapon, attack Iran? They may do any one of those or a couple of those items, or they may do them all. The point is, when they set all this up in the 80s, they didn't have the apparatus. They hadn't recruited. They hadn't announced that domestic spy satellites were watching the American people, or that local cops had been put into fusion centers and FEMA centers, and the CIA was over every major city, or that there were 10,000-plus FBI spies recruited to, quote, fight terror and crime, because there's no real terror. Or that school children have been given ID cards and tattletale cards. They get $200 every time they turn in someone in their neighborhood or even their family. I mean, they're recruiting the children as spies, the police, everybody, while drug cartels run the government and run the banks. The government's completely criminal. Almost $4 trillion, last time I checked, it's growing, is missing from the Pentagon. They've sucked out all the pension funds and put them offshore. And they're getting ready to tell you you don't have the pot to you-know-what in. And if you riot and complain, they're just going to gun you and your family down. New Orleans was a dry run. Hold back the help, hold back the police and firemen, hold back the food and water, hold it back for 5 days, watch police commissioners while their mama dies, begging for food for 5 days in a nursing home. These cops will follow orders while their mama dies. By the way, 20, 30 years ago, they had the Marines do chants about killing enemies and killing commies. Now they have them do chants that have been in the mainstream news about killing American children. Go out in the playground, toss the candy around, mow them little bastards down, shoot them in the head, shoot them in the head, shoot, 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 shoot the American children in the head. That's a chant. They chant about the murder of American children. These are monster demons prepared to be released. And all these yellow ribbon people are going to support them. Oh, yeah.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never settled disputes, but always makes them worse? Our own ambassador to the United Nations in 1982 admitted such. Did you know that the United Nations ignores communist atrocities, but always targets non-communist nations and their leaders for overthrow? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminate the viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Resistance is too strong in this republic still. They're not going to succeed. But like every other tyrant before them, they're going to make a run for it. You can't call them tame, and you can't say they don't have a lot of will or daring. These dark captains must be faced head on the high seas of life. We are going to face them. A lot of adventure in life.
You've got all these unhappy yuppies are unhappy with their Porsche 911s. They're unhappy with their condos or their girlfriends. Meanwhile, the real world goes on around them. Meanwhile, the skies are sprayed with poison. Their water and their food is poisoned. Meanwhile, a eugenics elite hell-bent on their destruction is creeping around, setting up the grid of control all around them. There's a larger and larger segment of the public waking up, becoming fully energized, and getting involved in the flow of history, becoming active participants in history, putting their will and their honor and their love and their passion and their drive in the way of the globalist. And I'm so honored and so blessed to count myself among you great company, to count myself among such wonderful men and women. All those old black men out there listening right now, all those old white men, all those young women, all those Hispanics, all those people in Europe, all those people in Asia who see the tyranny and hate the tyranny and dream and think about freedom. Think about how they want a good future for their children. Think about how they want to be treated like human beings and want to be able to have a decent job and earn a good living and just be left alone. They're rising up, a great sleeping giant. The New World Order will fall. The New World Order will fail. Martial law is upon us. They are busy pushing it everywhere. We've got this audio clip, about 10 minutes long. It's coming up in the next hour where I debated this Jeffrey Atticott, this New World Order minion, about martial law and how Congress not being involved in government's okay and how the president runs everything. And he tries to make it all sound reasonable, just like this other newscast. Well, yeah, the preachers have been recruited to make everybody submit to gun confiscation nationwide. But it's good. And they say it real calm, see. And then I'm supposed to sit here and calmly report on it. Well, yeah, they're doing it. But, you know, even if I say it's a bad idea, I'm supposed to just say it real calmly. No. No, we're going to act like normal people when a pack of murdering criminals are taking control of the society. And we're going to speak up and say no to this today. And that is the solution. The solution is going to the shooting range today. Believe me, that's all tracked by the government. You know, they know the basic numbers. And you know, to call your friends up on the phone, just talk about how you're going to defend the Republic, because they're going to have keyword computers listening. They don't listen to you specifically. They have aggregates, like what's the mention today about resistance? Oh, it went from 1 million yesterday to 5 million today. I mean, they gauge all that. Let them know. Call the White House. Tell them, we know you're a foreign body. We know you're criminals. Don't stage any more terror attacks. We're fully aware you're behind that. And don't try to carry out martial law. You will be held accountable. And call the Congress, call your congressman, call their local office. Go down to their office today. A lot of them are back in their districts right now. And go knock on the door and say, you know what, here's a 20 news articles about martial law and a newscast. I don't want this, and I want you to go demand to see PDD 51. You can make it the number one issue on the Internet right now. We've made Ron Paul number one. You can go get the timeline to tyranny. You can get all the hundreds of articles we've written about martial law. You can get our article about this martial law today. You could make it number one on Dig. You could get it out to everybody. That's what it takes, is getting aggressive. I mean, I want you to go to prisonplanet.com right now, and I want you to print off 100 copies. Just put it on disk, the article, take it to Kinko's. 100 copies of a 5-page article might cost you, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks, I don't know. Just start handing them out. Just start going down the street. Martial law. Because by doing that, they're not going to be able to carry it out. See, right now, they've hired the preachers, 26,000 of them now. They've got them all over giving sermons. You need to, I told you last year, go in your church. And you need to stand up and say, hey, I got a news article here saying preachers have been recruited by the government secretly to push martial law. Were you recruited? And believe me, if you go to the biggest churches in town, they have been. You go to medium size, they have been. And I'm telling you, folks, you need to just, I mean, you need to squeal like a stuck hog right now. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
All right, welcome back. Very important broadcast. Call everybody you know and tell them we're going to retransmit this show for 21 hours until the next live show tomorrow. We'll be talking about this tomorrow as well. We've known they've been setting up martial law for decades, but now all the pieces are coming together. Now we can see them making their move. You see, there's intelligence decisions are made in secret by the globalists, but then the manifestation, the troop movement, you can put it militarily, is obvious to all. And we're going to break, I'm going to recap the basics, go to Jack McClam, into the next hour, open the phones up for you. Next hour, they are really gearing up for martial law right now. We'll tell you why in just a moment. And what a perfect time to plug this sponsor. Listen to me very carefully, folks. Don't stand in line handing in your guns for bread. Don't end up like those in that psych warfare test in New Orleans, in that laboratory they ran, turning in your guns to get food. Get storable food now. They even got a 2-month supply, dirt cheap, of the highest quality for one person. I recommend you get that if that's all you can afford. And you need guns, you need storable food, you need water filters, folks. Because the way they're going to control things is they're going to lock things down for months and then make you acquiesce and move sector by sector to do it. Again, I've been to the urban drills, I've read their own documents. This is not my opinion. We're always right on this show because the globalists publicly announce what they're going to do. 1-800-409-5633, eFoods Direct, 1-800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com. Give them a call or check them out online or get a free brochure if you call 1-800-409-5633. And another great sponsor is Interfood. Talk about something that's a great storable food. It lasts for years. It's dozens and dozens of fruits and vegetables, the extracts, and the key herbs.
of the highest quality, and they're made in America, and they're supporters of this show, founded right here in Austin, Texas. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the Inner Food banner there, you get automatic 10% off discount. And then if you also, they have other discounts too, where if you get in bulk, you get a 20% on top of that. So go to theprisonplanet.com and click on the Inner Food banner there, or enerfood.com. You can find the Alex Jones page to get that discount there, or 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Food's key. This is the best green food we found out there. And what do you know? They're patriots. It's high quality. 866-762-9238. Innerfood.com. Absolutely fabulous vitamin supplement to have with your storable foods. And it's not like vitamins that just go right through you like many brands do. This is absorbed fully. All right. Recapping, in May of last year, we got hundreds of pages of documents. We scanned in several dozen. Butch Paul put in hundreds. They're on his website. The pastor has a pretty big church there in Ohio, another we talked to in Pennsylvania. And he said, yeah, it's a secret recruiting. Here's the documents where to tell people to turn their guns in, to submit to government, to hand your children over, to go to FEMA camps. For terror attacks or biological attack or uprisings. We had him on, by the way. Then they tracked back his voice and found him. Fired him from the hospital. He still has his church. Threatened him. He won't talk to us anymore. But then other preachers called with it. And we had the documents, 13,000. And then it got picked up in a few news articles. They whitewashed it. Now we have Major Louisiana TV, and suddenly it's being announced other places. Yeah, there are 26,000. Now they've doubled the number. Of them, and they were telling us last year that they were being told be ready by next summer for martial law. Well, we're now next summer. And lo and behold, they're on the news announcing. So I'm going to air this two-minute piece one more time, and I want Jack McClam, founder of Police and Military Against the New World Order, Vietnam-era vet, of course, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, history cop of the year twice, saw this a long time ago, to give us his take on it and how we get the word out and hopefully avert it. Because what's dangerous is they're now announcing it. You see, back when they planned Rex 84 in the mid-'80s, they didn't have 26,000 preachers recruited and trained to have you turn your guns in and submit. They didn't have CIA in all communities. They didn't have the NSA and naval reconnaissance satellites watching the people. They hadn't announced the end of the Fourth Amendment and domestic spying. They hadn't announced more than 10,000 FBI Stasi spies in the Associated Press, quote, fighting crime. See, first it's terror, then that goes out the window, then it's crime. I mean, folks, they admit that over 10,000 in wave one, they plan to go up to 50,000. They're told, write dossiers on your neighbors. This is in the news. Listen to them over the fence. And you log in, even if your neighbors aren't even bad, the government wants to know. And they have secret logins on their local FBI website where they just write dossiers on all the neighbors. Remember, in 2002, they hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, now East German secret police. Now, when I saw that in some alternative news, I didn't believe it. I spent days, and I actually found the federal government legislation is part of a spending package and a line item in there for consulting, and then we discovered it was far worse. They didn't just hire Primakov for $1.5 million for a two-year consulting contract. They didn't, Marcus Wolf, they also hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB, and a bunch of other former Stasi. Now, you cannot make stuff up like this. This is so incredible. You know what, we're going to play this clip in a minute. Let me just go ahead and bring Jack McClam up. Jack, I know I called you 30 minutes ago. Have you heard the newscast yet where they just announce it all?
I've heard a few over the months, Alex, but I don't think I've heard the one you're talking about.
This is new. Listen carefully, because you'll notice it's the same script Tommy Franks was putting out 3 years ago when he left the military, and we've since learned, Associated Press, that he was on secret CIA payroll to propagandize and say this. So we know this is a government script they're reading. Here it is.
Okay. Will ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
Hit pause. And back it up a few seconds. Jack, let's just do this in pieces. I said twice, it's actually three times, that the American people are the problem, government versus people. You want to comment on those first 10 seconds?
Well, We here at our two police and military associations heard that almost a year ago that they would be recruiting the preachers, and some of the preachers had said they'd been contacted already. So, that's going on, and it's interesting if you read the history of Nazi Germany, how Hitler used the preachers to get his message across to the people, too, to get them to stand down. And so this is nothing new. It seems like everything they do, they borrow it from the fascist or the communist.
Now, by the way, you're exactly right. Later, he actually says that they have two preachers, and one says, stand down, submit, and then we'll figure it out later. Of course, there is no later. Once your children are already gone, your guns are gone. Here it is.
Us. From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government's established by the Lord, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
So, see, that's 2005. It was already in place, and that's what we now learn. 2004, they set it up. They had a cadre of 13,000 that was to be doubled by this summer. They were told by July of this year they had to be ready, that martial law was going to happen this summer. Now the economy's plunging, again, not by accident, as the father of Reaganomics has told you, as Dr. Jerome Corsi, Ph.D., in this has told you, and now they've got the carriers all lined up. I'm telling you, and folks, I never get on air and say it's going to happen now, but I'm telling you, and I haven't said this the last few years, if it's going to happen, the next few months are absolutely key. Jack, I want you to talk about that clip you just heard, the Judas Goat comment about how they're in the communities, we can trust them, the part about go ahead and submit, it'll be all right, but we have the documents, and I've read hundreds of pages of them. It says they take you to the camp first, then they take your children and put them in another camp to control you. And I'm just going to tell everybody something. You're dead. If you try to come and take my kids and me, I'm not. And I know you too, Jack. You going to let them take your grandchildren so they can have their way with them?
No way, brother. No way. Yeah. It's been about 3 years now. They've been setting up for this day, this martial law scenario, and giving our little wannabe dictator, Boy George Bush, all the powers that his handlers are going to need. He doesn't do any of this. He's a puppet. But his handlers, like Vice President Cheney and others that actually make the decisions there, they're setting it up for martial law. And our soldiers and our intel people that contact us have been telling us, brother, that they're recruiting more of these 40 nations special forces mercenaries, which they call them private contractors over there. I told one of our PSYOPs agents we had 100,000 in Iraq alone, and he told me no, 120,000, and now they're recruiting more to come here in the United States and actually lead many of these neighborhood organization.
Well, that's what they're doing. In fact, a lot of documents we got from the 80s said they would build up cadres in foreign nations, then go to a Merc army. And so
right.
we got 20% of the military is illegal aliens, mainly Latin America and Filipino.
Right.
Some are Ukrainian. They'll do whatever they're told. The rest are gang member types or are literally borderline retarded. They've now reported that a little over 20% again of those are below the Army rate of you've got to have an 80 IQ. That's now been reduced to 75. That's been mainline news. So we've got either retarded people, illegal alien American haters, or gangbangers, or foreign highly trained mercs.
That's right, brother. And also we've been told by our soldiers coming back that have psychological problems because we're up to eight now, has told us that they've been assigned and given commands to kill men, women, and children religiously.
That was in the Ithaca Journal in 2002 with Private Gruckheimer bragging that they exterminate every man, woman, and child in Afghanistan in every village they were sent to. And then on Fox News, the Pentagon confirmed that they do that. Go ahead.
Well, and these soldiers are being told that we have Al-Qaeda here in the United States in our neighborhoods now, and they're going to be brought back to fight against Al-Qaeda. And they're already being trained and have been trained to murder men, women, and children, non-combatants. And so many of our soldiers are very scared about these soldiers coming back and getting involved in law enforcement here and getting involved in these neighborhood organizations with the private contractor mercenaries in charge of them. So we've got a very dangerous situation, brother. They're going to be able to pull off a execution of whole neighborhoods when this thing gets set up, if they have to. You know, they certainly will go door to door and pick up anybody that's ever bought a Patriot publication or shown any patriotism at all and taken them away.
Yeah, now, any NRA members, you're going to camps. You're going to have to fight, folks. Look, when we're just being honest with you, you're going to have to fight.
That's right, brother. That's right, because this is not the Boy Scouts coming to your door, knocking on the door. These are killers who have been killing for years, and the foreign mercenaries will have no trouble killing you because they don't have any connection.
And
to
let me stop you. From New Mexico to Mississippi to Louisiana to Maryland, we have video as early as 95 of Czech Republic and other troops training to kill Americans and take our guns. Go ahead.
Yes, very true, brother. So we have clear information coming in from our intel people that love what we're doing here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and have been with us for a number of years. Of course, if the government knew it, they'd be handled like Pat Tillman. You know, they get three shots to the head. But so they have to be very careful. We've got three PSYOPs agents that are in communication with us and talking to us about how they phony all these intel reports. They make these intel reports for the president, whatever he wants, and now he wants all this stuff about Iran is involved in Iraq. So what they're going to do as soon as we have the next false flag operation in America, and they're talking now about blowing up, having kind of a Tet offensive here and blowing up every National Guard unit in the nation all simultaneously, like in the Tet Offensive.
And you notice they're putting that out now. They're claiming there's thousands of Al-Qaeda. They're about to hit every city. We actually
right.
know that Bush Sr. and Clinton, as we said years ago, did bring in 5,000 Iraqis. They may even use them as front men.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, they have Iraqis that they have also sent through, according to our PSYOPs agents, the Clear Eyes program, government Clear Eyes program, and they are Muslim, and they don't know it, but they're brainwashed, and they're sitting out there waiting for their order, their phone call, to go blow up this, blow up that, and that's called Operation Open Eyes, the super-secret government program that turns a person, anybody, you or me, Alex, anybody they can get a hold of for an hour, they can put a program in your head after an hour of, just 1 hour of programming under
By the way, I'm going to stop you again. We're talking L.A. Times, Washington Post. They brought in 5,000 Iraqi Republican Guard, 3,000 under Bush Sr., 2,000 under Clinton. They're the ones bombing Oklahoma City, at least on the surface. You heard Colonel Craig Roberts here. He was there in the police investigating it. They are in place right now, and they do not work for the Muslims, as you've heard.
That's right. That's right. So they do have Muslims that they put under this Operation Open Eyes program by hypnosis. And they're waiting to kill and do anything that they're told to do when that phone call comes. So, yes, those 5,000 Muslims coming in are very important to them because they can sell the program that it's Iran and Syria right now that's doing this to us. Also, we've heard from our Border Patrol and also the sheriff's deputies that's contacted us said that the government is salting the border down there. Assaulting the Rio Grande with all Iranian money, Iranian jackets, prayer, Muslim prayer rug, and they're assaulting the Rio Grande so that they can sell this to the American people. Look here, all these Al-Qaeda and all these Iranians are here.
Stay there, martial law, when will they trigger it? How can we stop them? We'll be right back, stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I hurt myself today to see if I still...
You know, a lot of average folks out there who aren't aware of what's going on call in. They say, why would the government do bad things? They do good things. You have a criminal elite who already have sucked trillions out of the Pentagon, have stolen, who transferred our industry offshore. They openly are pushing for the end of the country, writing best-selling books about it. They need crises over and over again in their own public publications. PNAC and books by Rockefeller, they say, Dick Cheney, we need terror attacks. We need crises. It's such a fundamental thing, but so many people out there don't understand this. And the point we're making here is that they're making preparations for it. They're gearing up. And now they're on the news saying it's a good thing and we need it. We're going to be taking your calls in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231 on this subject. We're talking about solutions and ways to turn this around. Jack, just listening to that newscast and to my what I thought to myself this morning, I thought, oh, you know what, I'll find more of this of the balloons going up. And sure enough, they're all over the place pushing it right now. Well, martial law's good. It's actually a good thing. And it's no big deal. They're reporting on it like they're talking about, you know, changing their tire or something, like it's just some nonchalant. They're doing it very calmly. And you can see it's the federal talking points. I mean, they're not doing that for no reason. A, Jack, do you think they're going to go ahead and go ahead with it? B, do you think they'll get away with it? And what do you see coming out of it? And then C, is there a way to stop it?
Well, we were in communication 2 weeks ago with another intel fella high up in the government who says it's going to be a three-month deal. They're for the next 3 months, they're going to be getting ready, getting everything in place. As we see, the pastors are already working on the people to turn in their guns, and they're having Bush write executive orders now that the Congress is standing down and letting him take over everything. And so this intel person told us that it would be 3 months, and then they're going to blow up America like we've never even thought about. They're going to blow it up in numerous places and kill at least 100,000 of Americans, if not more, and just put the fear of God in everybody. They also told us that internal America, the middle America, looks at New York City when the Twin Towers blew up. They looked at it as a foreign country. And same here in the Northwest where I live in Idaho. People couldn't relate to New York, part of New York blowing up. It's kind of like a foreign country. So this time they intend to blow up middle America and seriously blow it up. They've talked 4 times in the media about Al-Qaeda and Iranians coming to blow up our school children. So we've heard that's what they're intending to do, to blow up school buses, our school children, to really tick off the American people.
And then there'll be a nuking of Iran. Nuking of Iran and off the races and mass arrests and just mindless people running around waving American flags. But, I mean, hell, it should be obvious to the average dumbo out there that the globalists are behind this and are gearing up for it.
Well, it's not, brother. Even in my own family, I have people that think I'm absolutely crazy because they listen to TV every day and they read the newspaper every day and they believe they're informed. And also their pastors are telling them to obey government, obey government, obey government, all governments of God. That Romans 13 thing, as you know, if they just keep reading Romans 13 instead of stopping where it says obey government leaders, they would find out that we're only supposed to obey godly government leaders, people that are following the laws of God. And of course, we have Satan and his minions in control of our governments today, even our state houses. And so our preachers are just absolutely lying to the people.
Well, there's a reason we're suddenly hearing Romans 13 everywhere. The government recruited them. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.